This is CUNY Co-op Radio News, and I'm Jamie Frederick.
The city of Nelson is $7 million closer to having a new force main to carry its wastewater to the Grohmann Narrows treatment plant. The city was recently awarded a $7 million grant from the Joint Provincial-Federal Build Community Strong Fund. The grant is expected to cover more than half of the projected $13.5 million budget to replace the existing force main. The 55-year-old pipe carries wastewater from the lift station near the airport downstream to the treatment plant. The project is a top priority for city council and staff, as the old pipe has developed several small leaks since 2021, some as recently as last
spring.
The leaks have all required emergency repairs to prevent raw sewage from seeping into the Kootenai River. Chris Johnson, the city's general manager of community planning, climate, and infrastructure, says replacing the aging force main only makes sense due to the leaks. He notes that the city is also already planning major renovations to the treatment plant in the near future.
We anticipated getting a little bit more life out of that. But nevertheless, we are in the process currently of planning for major upgrades at that treatment plant that could almost be considered, building a new treatment plant because they will be so significant. And so regardless, we had looked to, if we were going to be doing all of that work to the treatment plant and there are only, a handful of years left sort of in the anticipated lifetime of that pipe, we were looking that it was, going to be a component that we would be replacing in the near future anyway, so this just accelerated that timeline a little bit for us.
Johnson says that while the city has been proactive in repairing the leaks to the old force main as they arise, it is much more difficult to project where the next ones might occur. He notes that the city continuously monitors the pipe to prevent further leakage into the river.
We do a couple of things from a preventative and then a couple side of things and a couple of things from a response side. So we do investigate the pipe a couple times a year where we send divers down and they go along the length of the pipe just to see if there's anything real obvious and they check to make sure that everything's good. But before that and what happens, basically all the time is we monitor how much flow goes into the pipe and how much flow we're receiving at the plant. And so if there's a delta or, a difference between those two, then we know that we have a challenge somewhere. And our systems, our monitoring systems are continuously looking at that and seeing how much is going into the pipe, how much is coming out of the pipe. And, if there's any difference, understanding that there's a problem, and that's when we launch into our response plan that includes calling in divers. Commercial divers to dive the pipe and have a look along it. We've also, in the last couple of times, those same companies have used ROVs, like remote operated vehicles, to go down and have a look.
Johnson says the project is currently in the design phase, with construction anticipated to begin next year. The city anticipates the project to be fairly straightforward, but the construction and placement of a new pipe does present a few engineering challenges.
The complexities will come in tying it into the existing land portion. So from the airport station to basically the edge of the water, tying it in there. And then when that the aquatic portion comes out onto the land on the wastewater treatment side as well. So there's complexities there. There's obvious complexities in ensuring that it is bedded in the appropriate place under, quite a depth of water. Making sure that it's anchored appropriately, making sure that, it doesn't, can't move, it can't sag, it can't, have anything that will cause any issues in the future. So we've already done a lot of work to understand the routing of it and understand the stream bed or the river bed along that route.
Johnson adds that once construction begins in 2027, the city hopes the new pipe will be operational within a year.
We anticipate that once construction starts, it's not like a multi-year process. It should be wrapped up well within a year is what we anticipate. So that's what we'll be going towards. And yeah, we want to get the pipe replaced so that, we can make sure that we aren't having any more leaks and make sure that we're delivering all the wastewater directly to the wastewater treatment plant.
Nelson's Force Main project is one of 54 infrastructure projects approved under the Build Community Strong Fund. For more information, visit the newsflash page on the city's website at www.nelson.ca. For Kootenai Co-op Radio News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jamie Frederick.